This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of an unusual new series of instrumental recordings. The performers are rock musicians, but the finished products remind Ken of another genre.
So one day, Miles Copeland gets this idea. He likes rock music, loud rock music, loud rock music with heavy guitars. But as a middle-aged businessman who grew up on Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, he can't relate anymore to young kids screaming lyrics about sex and drugs and rock and roll. Lots of aging rock fans probably feel this way, but unlike most aging rock fans, Miles Copeland can do something about it. As the president of IRS Records, Copeland decided he'd start releasing all instrumental rock albums. To distinguish these records from those of his other clients, which include REM and Sting, Copeland gave these instrumentals their own label. He calls it No Speak. The first four No Speak albums have just come out, and sure enough, no one's speaking. That's guitarist William Orbit from his no-speak album called Strange Cargo. The other albums in this series are Guitar and Son by Pete Haycock, formerly a member of the Climax Blues Band, Nouveau Calls by Wishbone Ash, and The Equalizer and Other Cliffhangers by Stuart Copeland. That last one may ring a bell, or maybe a whole series of bells. Stuart Copeland is Miles Copeland's brother, and Stuart is also a member of IRS Records' biggest act, The Police. Stuart recently took a job writing the soundtrack for the TV show The Equalizer, so his instrumental album is actually music written to accompany some primetime chase scenes and car crashes. Ain't nepotism grand? Miles Copeland's idea in creating the No Speak series is actually pretty clever. There's a new market out there for instrumental pop music. It's called New Age. You know, George Winston, Kitaro, and all those other masters of snooze. Miles Copeland had the bright idea of making his instrumental music livelier, more rock and rolly. At least, that was the idea. As it turned out, however, this stuff is pretty tedious. Even Wishbone Ash, a mediocre early 70s hard rock act that Copeland used to manage, can't bring much spirit to its new album. After listening to these no-speak albums, you begin to realize that when Miles Copeland complains about having to listen to what he calls adolescent lyrics, it's really businessman's code for vulgarity. He doesn't like the crude, boisterous spirit that often makes even mediocre rock and roll worthwhile to some minimal extent. By asking his acts to pipe down and show off their technique, all he's done is provide a showcase for the insufferable pretensions of a bunch of folks who would normally be quite happy singing adolescent lyrics as long as they sold records. It was an interesting idea, though.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's Lucy N from Pete Haycock's album Guitar and Son, part of the No Speak series on the IRS label. You're listening to Fresh Air.